At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Events across the country will honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The civil rights activist was assassinated 50 years ago today. In Fort Worth, a new bronze marker will be installed downtown in General Worth Square. The marker will commemorate Dr. King's 1959 visit to Fort Worth, where he spoke to a mixed crowd at the then-segregated Majestic Theater. That was the first time African Americans were allowed to enter the theater's front door and sit on the lower floor. A federal judge in rural Texas violated federal law by failing to register residents to vote when they apply or renew their driver's license information online. Mimi Marziani is with the Texas Civil Rights Project. Her group was a plaintiff in the suit.
Texas has taken the position that while it will register you to vote if you go in person to a DPS office, Texas is claiming that something about going online is different.
Online voter registration is illegal in Texas, but federal laws in the 14th Amendment say all voters must be treated the same. Motor voter laws are also supposed to automatically register people to vote. U.S. District Judge Orlando Garcia of San Antonio indicated he'll have more details on how he'll direct the state to comply with the law in the next 2 weeks. A left-leaning grassroots organization called the East Dallas Persistent Women released a report last week about numerous errors on the website for Healthy Texas Women. That's a state program intended to provide low-cost women's health services. As part of our Breakthroughs Project, KERA's Stephanie Kuo talked with Anise Greiner. She's one of the core researchers of the report titled Healthy Skepticism. Greiner says her group surveyed 54 counties and found overall more than 66% of the providers listed online don't have a hand in the Healthy Texas Women program at all.
In urban areas, that percentage is even higher. In Dallas, it was 81%. Actually, it was 81.9%. And in Harris County, it was 70% that are not providing.
And what were your findings in rural counties?
Well, what we found in rural counties was a very large percentage of them did not have providers at all.
How was the group able to find this data? The collection process, I imagine, involved a lot of volunteers and thousands of phone calls, right?
That's absolutely right. We were very careful to be sure that we did a large enough random sampling. After we had come to a random list of zip codes from El Paso to Harris County, all the way down to southern Texas. We went to the Healthy Texas website, pulled up each one of those zip codes, and pulled up the list of providers that was within 5 miles of each one of those zip codes. Then we began making phone calls.
And what was part of those phone calls, the questions you had to ask?
The questions were, do you accept Healthy Texas Women's Program? And if the answer was yes, then the questions were, do you provide pap tests? Do you provide breast exams? Do you provide STD testing? And do you provide contraceptives? One of the things that we were kind of surprised about was the fact that you have providers listed that are MRI clinics, administration offices. There's just a variety of providers listed that have nothing to do with providing women's health care.
And this report follows the state's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood in 2011, which had a huge ripple effect with the number of family planning clinics that were available, and many of them weren't abortion providers, and many of them weren't affiliated with Planned Parenthood at all. Was that part of the motivation for a report like this as well?
Absolutely, because what it showed and what happened as a result of that was that 82 clinics were closed across the state, and that's 25%, which made it impossible for women to get the health care that they needed. It made places in Texas where there was no clinic within 200 miles for them to get to. And so, yes, it was a catalyst, I would say, yeah.
why is it important that because providers are not correct on a website that that could have serious repercussions for women in the long term?
Absolutely. Something else that we found was that we would make phone calls, and a lot of times we would be on hold for 20 minutes, 30 minutes at a time. Well, you know, if you're a low-income person, you don't have time to sit on the phone. Most of these ladies work and can't give the amount of time that it would take to sit and hold. It's not making it where ladies can get the care that they need.
And I can't ignore the fact that your website says you are a group of women who were, quote, woke by the 2016 election, and the language of being persistent women is well associated with liberal politics. How can lawmakers and everyday citizens kind of be sure and trust that the methods and your conclusions and your results are not biased and that you really do have just the interest of women at heart?
It was done very scientifically. We were very careful to be sure that the group that we pulled was randomly chosen, and we were very careful not to insert our political leanings into it.
What should advocates, health professionals, and legislators do with this information?
One of the things that we hope to do with this study is to go to the candidates that are out there now that will be running in November and give them this report so that they now have a useful tool to be able to advocate for women and women's health in Texas.
Anise Greiner is a core member of the East Dallas Persistent Women, a grassroots organization focused on women's health care. Anise, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Stephanie. I appreciate the opportunity.
A spokesperson for the Texas Health and Human Services Commission said the agency semiannually verifies that each provider listed offers Healthy Texas Women's Services and that the agency will try to fix any inaccuracies. In the forecast, sunny skies, high near 66 today, temperatures dropping to around 47 overnight, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny but turning cloudy later. The high will get up to around 73. It's 45 degrees now in Dallas, 42 in Fort Worth,